Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey guys, thank you for checking into Cozy Room Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is a podcast about better ways to parent and tips on, you know, what you didn't know, what you do. Today we have a special guest. We have Sharika Myers, and I wanted to bring her on here because what she's doing is great on a scale of having her own experiences, sharing her own experiences, and helping kids in the process. And that's what this podcast is all about. So I'm happy to have her on the show today. We're going to ask her a few questions. We're going to get to know her a little bit. And we're going to talk about ways that, you know, talking to kids or helping kids with their reading can help their mental health earlier than helping it a little bit later. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I love that. That's a good thing. It's a good day. The weather's nice. So let's hope it stays that way throughout the day. So, researching you was fun. I watched a lot of clips. I've seen you on the news talking about bullying, talking about your nonprofit. And I just want you to introduce yourself a little bit to the people about why you do it and what it's for and what really keeps you focused on your purpose in that.
Okay, again, thank you for having me on your show. My name is Sharika Myers. I'm the founder and executive director of a nonprofit called Everyone Voice Matter. Also, I'm a 3-time children's book author. I'm a certified family, youth, and life coach as well. And I started my nonprofit because of the issues that I had as a child, which is called stuttering. And for those who don't know what stuttering is when you know what you want to say, but you just can't say it. And because of that, I developed low self-esteem. I lacked self-confidence. I had it to where as though I just hated to hear my own voice. My siblings used to actually speak for me. And when you were a child, when you're laughed at and you're teased for so long, it actually stays with you. So even when I learned how to speak at a normal pace, which is through reading out loud over the years, the outside, it looked like I was healed, but the inside, it stayed with me. Mm-hmm. And so actually going through life and just doing the bare minimum, I really allowed that to hinder me throughout my life until I have my first grandson, which is named Lil Herbert. And when I realized that he had the same speech impediment that I had, I knew that I didn't want him to go through the same challenges that I went through. But before I could actually teach and show him, I had to develop the self-confidence and the self-esteem to be able to help him. And so I went back to school, I got my degree, and I formed my nonprofit, Everyone Voice Matter.
Love that. I think the best way to parent or help another child is being honest about your own experiences. And to go through that and know that you can still come out successful, you can still come out having empathy for someone else's experience, I think that's great. And I'm so happy that, you know, he had you to be a guide for him, because I had a cousin that used to stutter as a little girl growing up in Jamaica. And eventually, as she got older, she grew out of it. But just like, some kids just don't have the personality or the confidence yet to know how to deal with that or maneuver through it. And so what you're doing will be like, okay, this is how I do it. I don't have to worry about it, or this is not the end of the world. And I think for a lot of kids, for even for me as a kid, I felt like this pressure that I have to get this right or nothing else would be good enough. And taking that pressure off of children at a young age will help them so much, because they'll see that they can take their time, that they can honestly work through it in order to get better. So I love the fact that that's something that you wanted to push through. So why I wanted to focus on the mental health part is I think children who read more get exposed to more and can understand more, and they're always online already. And I think some online influence makes kids feel like they're not enough, like off tops, and some online devices parents use to kind of like fill in, I'm busy right now, or I can't do this with you. And what better way than to be online with something that they can learn from that's good for them? And so what things online, or what do you think should be online for kids to learn from that may help their mental health a lot earlier, since they're already on these devices?
Well, like you stated, reading is crucial. And especially for the majority of the kids I actually work with are at-risk youth, right? And so growing up, I'm almost 50. Growing up, I really saw books that had characters that looked like me, that resembled some of the challenges that I actually was going through, you know, coming up in my days. The majority of the books that I read had white characters in them. So I never really saw myself as, you know, some of the great books that they wrote with the white characters. I never really saw myself in those books. So I never believed that, you know, I can be on all the things that's going on in these books, because I didn't see myself in these books. So being an African American mother and grandmother, I decided to write children's books. I believe books, whereas though that the kids can be able to see themselves in, you know, speaking about positive things actually going on, speaking about how they can reach a certain potential or reach for the stars. You know, I believe having books like that to teach kids about the importance of building self-esteem, self-confidence, and having empathy for others, and then them seeing themselves in those books. You know, I truly believe that has a great percentage to actually improve their mentality as well. And then also, it's certain things. For example, I created my very own YouTube page for kids. So what I did was I created videos to help empower, educate, and uplift youth. And in these videos, it teaches them about social emotional learning. Teach them about financial literacy, diversity, equity, and inclusion, anti-bullying, and also the main character is the African-American character. Now, we do have diversity in these videos as well, but these tools to teach kids to be successful in and outside the classroom, they have characters that actually look like them. I think that's very important.
Yeah. So with that being, how do you feel about all of these great children's books where they have characters in them that look like them, that a lot of the schools in the States are trying to take out of the library, take out of the schools?
Well, I believe that some of the books that I know that they've taken out it should be in the schools. Mm-hmm. It should be in the schools. I believe that it's books that if it have a certain type of things that kids shouldn't be reading, you know, and when I say things shouldn't be reading, I'm talking about like sexual exploitation books, you know, things like that, you know, that I truly believe if those books are in school, then those books should not be in school. When I was in school, we had sexual ed classes.
Me too.
So they, you know, they actually, you know, so it was like they had books that would really truly you know, explain
Talk
all that
about it. Explained it in detail.
In details, you know. So I do believe if they have books like that, that those books should not be in schools. But books that's teaching kids about their history, about, you know, I mean, I believe that those books should stay in school because it is a part of history.
Yes.
Taking those books out is erasing some of the things that actually took place in history, you right. know? So I believe that's wrong, you know? And I stand on that, you know, books that's not explicit, mm-hmm. and, you know, that's teaching kids about different tools that they can use to be successful. You know, I believe that those books should just stay inside the school.
Yeah. A lot of the books I notice are some that I buy my daughters, you know, the ones that talk about how to love your big, curly, thick hair. I look at that book, I'm just like, what in here is offensive to any child that reads it? And I don't know, it's just like a frustrating process. It's kind of like some states do not want brown children to be reinforced with the confidence of what they look like, where they come from. And to me as a parent, I'm just like, okay, fine. I'll just keep it at home. You know, I'll just let them read it at home.
Well, that's upsetting because, you know what? I said, again, I go back to when I grew up, why was it okay for us to see all these books with different white characters doing different things, got all these different, you know, issues, I mean, or challenges, or whatever it may be. But now we have these books that we have characters that some of the books are, you know, some like it went through the same things these other books go through. But you want to remove these books. I believe that removing books that teaches any student, rather be black, white, Hispanic, it doesn't matter, any student to be confident in how they look, how they sound, you know, where they come from, the challenges. I mean, I think that that's racist,
right?
You know, and that's why I also push the importance of diversity, equity, and inclusion, because the simple fact is teaching kids to accept who they are, that can also reduce bullying. Having
yes.
books that actually shows that, you know, because now you are helping kids understand certain things that certain kids went through, why certain kids look this way, why certain kids go through certain things. And with them taking those books out of school, now kids don't have resources that they can go to and figure out, well, why is this? So now that increases bullying because now they don't understand why students look like this and why students go through this, because they are removing those books. I don't think that they are really looking at the damage that they are doing when they are removing books that clearly shows diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right. And I'm with you on that. And it's allowing ignorance to come back in a lot of ways where we, and the people before us worked so hard to remove that out of the schools. I think, you know, the whole mindset of certain schools taking on uniforms instead of you just wearing regular clothes to school. Mm-hmm. Even me as a kid, I understood why. You know, some kids may not have the latest, and that might lead to bullying. So to me, that's kind of like a part of that. Like, you know, I might not have the parents or the people looking after me to pour into me and my culture of where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to the library and get a book that tells me that. But what if some kids can't?
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Yeah. I mean, and like I said, I don't believe, I don't, some of the people that's making those decisions, mm-hmm. I don't believe that they actually really sat down and really thought. I think that they are going off their own emotions.
Yes.
And how they feel or how they want the school system should go and how they want the direction mm-hmm. the world should be going mm-hmm. in. You know, I mean, and I believe, and that's why I don't believe politics or anything should be involved in school, because now you have people who is sitting on higher standards with politics and they are making these decisions and not making decisions based off the kids, but based off what they stand for and what they want. And I think that that's dangerous.
Very dangerous. I was just at work before I left talking to the people around me, and I said, I hope my kids grow up and come to a decision with their peers and say, you know what? Let's make a new rule for Congress. They need to age out. Because where in their minds did they think someone born in 1930 something was going to make the best decision for the people who are living and working in 2024? They can't do it. They think in their old ways that they need to do what we did, but we can't because we don't live in your time. And so I feel like there's a constant disconnect. And what books are supposed to do for kids is connect them. Let me understand the other people in my class. Let me understand why they wear what they wear. Let me understand why I can't call their house on Sundays or they go here, you know, for worship. And it's understanding. And I think my generation, you know, I'm born in 1987. We're willing to unlearn. We're willing to go to the therapy to be better for our children. We're willing to have those conversations with our parents if they want to listen. And we're willing to step up and say, you know what? This is not the healthiest environment for my child's mental health, because the way I grew up, I don't want my child to deal with these things. So, you know, you have the option now to remove them. And if they're taking away things that I had access to, we're just going to keep repeating a cycle that's not working.
So
having access to those books, I think parents should choose books over a lot of toys in their house. You know, there's a lot of parents today that don't have children's books in their house. They have iPads, they have a PlayStation, they have an Xbox, they have hoverboards, but where is the engagement? Where is the understanding? When you talk to your kids, is it general? Is it detailed? Yeah. Do you really know what happened in their day? A big thing when it comes to the bullying, just to touch base on that, is a lot of parents I knew would make sure their child was in the best from head to toe. But they didn't know that when our English teacher did popcorn reading and they got to them to read the section in that chapter, they couldn't do it. And it was, I was like, what is going on? And it was usually the kid that didn't have a pencil, didn't have a paper, didn't have a backpack, but you came in looking your best.
Yes. And you know what? Parents have to get away. Yes, you want your child to look good, but do you want them just to look good on the outside, or do you want them also to have the mindset, you know, the materials, the tools to succeed? Because dressing up is not what will help them succeed. Right. You can dress up, you know, you can dress up a monkey. When that, at the end of the day, it's still a monkey. You can dress up anything. At the end of the day, it's still what it is. So we have to get away from just thinking that supplying them with nice shoes, nice clothes. Yes, that's fine. And every parent, grandparent, whoever, want their kid to look nice. But on the other end, what else comes along with looking nice? If nothing else comes along with looking nice, they will only get but so far in life.
Period.
Yeah. My importance was always to teach my kids first. Rather, you know, I would rather have a naked child with a smart mind than a child fully dressed and don't know anything at all.
Yes. I agree with that. I'm really big on, with my daughters, I don't tell them that they're pretty and smart. I tell them that you're smart and you're beautiful.
Correct.
I don't want them to push my looks before my knowledge. I kid, but I'm just like, your looks had nothing to do with it. Me and your dad did that. Okay. Your work is to be smart, be kind, be aware, to think critically, which I love that your books do for children, is teach them how to think critically.
Check out Cozy Womb Shop for show gear. Don't forget to follow the show and leave a review.
Y'all know I couldn't do another season and not...
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Include the table topics, conversation cards. Of course I have them. Of course I have the best starter questions that there are, okay? These cards are a fun way to get to know your friends and family or someone you're dating. Either way, you can get your own Table Topics cards on tabletopics.com. The stack I have can vary from the family stack or the saver stack or do-it-yourself therapy. Either way, there's so many different categories of cards that you can get, especially for this holiday season coming up. So if you would like to get your own cards, go to tabletopics.com, use my code SHAMBYPOD in all caps, and get your discount. Get a great gift today. Now back to the show. Teach them how to, you know, why am I saying these things? What if I was somebody was saying these things to me? And I think a lot of the way that we maneuver day by day with our children, you know, having the demand that we have as far as work, as far as errands, we don't get children in enough spaces to critically think.
Yeah. And sometimes it's rough. I mean, because again, I work with at-risk youth. So we have like parents working two jobs. But you know, I tell those parents, that's when affirmations come in. People don't realize how important that is. When you can have your child believe that that they're the best, that they're smart, you know, when they're saying that, when you put that in their mind, themselves will want to learn more because they want to be the best.
Right.
They want to become smart. They want to, you know, and see, I mean, again, working in challenging homes, you know, it comes with a lot of different challenges, you know, I mean, so affirmations, you know, allowing them to know that they don't have to become what they see, that everything starts in their mind first. And that's why I write the books that I write. That's why
I do the videos that I do because people don't realize, I'll say 90% of success is in the mind. Mm-hmm. You can be, that's like, you can know everything, but if you're having a bad day and if something goes wrong, everything that you learn, you can be like, it can just go away. You'd be like, you know, so if you are unable to get your mind right, you know, settle down whenever you can know everything, but you can know everything and literally not know anything mm-hmm. at certain periods in life.
Right. And that's why when it comes to mental health, people think it's just thinking. Mental health is a part of other avenues to get there.
Yes.
Your self-care, yes. Your self-awareness, your self-confidence, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. the people around you that pour into you, mm-hmm. the time you spend with kids, the time you spend with your parents, the time you spend with your grandparents, because mm-hmm. it took me until my 30s to really appreciate what my mom was pushing when I was in elementary school, middle school.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? I was in my 30s too.
Okay. And now I'm just like, okay, I get it now. Now we can have a different type of relationship of appreciation now.
Yeah.
And when it comes to certain skills that children need, how do you think parents or certain books should show up to help build those skills with the type of schedules that we have today?
Well, I think kids, especially parents with little kids, I think letting them know the importance of reading early on mm-hmm. is key, because whether they are there or not there, that child loves to read.
Yes.
And when you put that in them, they don't understand reading. I mean, and you have to make sure that they're reading the right books. But when they have the knowledge to read, they can learn anything without anybody being around. Yes. You know, I mean, because when you have the power to read, if you want to know anything, you can pick up a book and read it. You can read something, how to figure it out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I always tell people, always tell parents, grandma, try, if you have smaller kids, try to implement the importance of reading first off, you know, or throughout the day, make sure that they're reading at least once a day. Because can you believe some kids go without even reading at all? Mm-hmm. You'd be like, I mean, and I'm not talking about something on the TV. I'm not talking about something on their iPad. I'm talking about a book.
Right.
A book. Some kids go because and the internet makes everything so easy for people nowadays. They can just go and they can Google it. But make sure that they are still reading. Make sure that, you know, that they have in their mindset the importance of reading, and not just reading books that's going to empower them, that's going to teach them some sort of life skills. Yeah. I don't care if it's just saying I'm sorry, or, you know, understanding somebody. I mean, the simplest things that kids learn can go so far.
I truly believe that. Your mascot is a push for anti-bullying, and now, you know, it's online, it's on their phones, and I'm just one of those parents where I didn't get a phone until I was 16, and I paid that bill, I worked. But now I understand, like, parents can't be there to have that access, and they need that certain check-ins. Mm-hmm. I just make sure that my life is set up in a way where my child can check in at the office. My child can check in, you know, with her uncle, my nephew.
Yes.
My children don't have cell phones, you know, but this technology enables our children to think for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then if they're in a classroom where a teacher really doesn't like teaching, they're just there mm-hmm. because I'm gonna just tell you what to do. That's not a good window of opportunity for them to develop skills to critically think. And I think today a lot of kids are bad test takers. One, because that's the first time they're put in a position to critically think.
Mm-hmm.
And with the reading, the writing gets better.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. And you know what? That's even with my coaching program, that's why I coach kids through the power of storytelling.
Mm.
People don't realize that. See, that's That's the way I coach. I coach them through the power of storytelling. So whereas though that we'll have a story and maybe the person, the character is doing all these other things. So it's having them think, what would you do? And this story, and you see, because it's different when kids is reading the story, they like, why do you do that? You know, or and then when they read stories and they be like, I did the same thing, but how can you change it? It gets them to thinking. It gets them thinking, well, you know what? Well, this dragon shouldn't have done this because, or maybe if he had just stopped and think. So that's why even when I coach, my coaching program is through the power of storytelling. It's through the power of reading. So we read a story that has different issues, different challenges they're going through. And then we have activities to find out when. And that is where we use different life skills or different skills that they can implement to make the story the perfect story. Okay, what skill could you have used to make this right? Or what skill could you have used to actually, okay, I shouldn't have done that. So that's why when I coach, I coach through the power of storytelling.
With a purpose.
Yes.
So my last question for you is, what do you think parents should start doing to reinforce a want to embrace online activities that help kids battle mental health or maybe something a child doesn't want to share with their mom or their dad? That they can get information from that's engaging? Because growing up, you know, I just did an episode with my pod fam of other podcasters talking about the dare. And, you know, did we fail the dare, you know, push of, you know, staying away from certain things? And we knew it was corny as a kid, but when it comes to online activities, what do you think parents should push or be involved in with their kids to allow them to know that this resource is here? Thank you for listening to Cozy Moon Podcast. If you're looking for me on social media, you can find me at the CZYWMB Podcast or on TikTok at Shambi Podden. If you want to go to my website, it is shambipodden.com. You can also find some journals to help podcast creators or hosts on lulu.com. If you're looking for any of these titles, here they are: The Podcast Journal, The Podcast Questions, Podcasting Strategy Brainstorming Journal, and then you have the Marketing The Podcast 101. I hope they help you, and back to the show.
Well, first, when they're working with the child, show them the type of resources that they should be watching, because, and explain to them, because nowadays kids are wondering, okay, if you tell me don't watch this, they're going to go watch, because they're going to know, why are you telling me don't watch this? Okay. You know, kids are curious. Exactly. So when you're actually giving them resources to go watch on YouTube, like, for example, Laura Irby series, you're going to explain why you are telling them to watch this resource. Don't just tell them, say, here, because some kid, okay, listen, to log on and watch Laura Irby series, and they'd be like, why am I watching this? Yeah. You know, but when you break it down and say, you know, basically this series will help you with different tools that you can use. This series talks about things that you will use every day in your life, rather you know it or don't know it. You know, like for example, anger management. I have a video on there about anger management. It's not like a kid is going to really think that they're going to go out here and get angry. Right. But when they see the thing on the video, they'll be like, what's the anger management video? You know, what could I've done? You know, self-confidence, self-esteem, or, you know, any type of diversity, especially now when I'm taking certain books out to school. What is diversity? You know, or, you know, I mean, and we have equity and inclusion, all of that. So when you tell them about why you tell them to go to a certain site, you tell them why, explain to them why. And then sometimes even you can't compare it. Some parents are also afraid of showing, okay, this is why I'm telling you, and this is why, because they don't want them to even see it. But you got to understand that sometimes, do you want them to see it while they're with you? And then you can explain why that they shouldn't see it. Or do you want them to see it on their own? Yes. And they're like, I like that. Not even knowing that that's something that they aren't supposed to like. You see what I'm saying? So we have to make the decision, and we have to realize that some things we do have to show them, explain to them why we don't want them to watch them and why they should be watching this. You see what I'm saying? Instead of hiding it from them. You know, so that's some parents don't understand that, you know, because they thinking if I show them, they going to go back to it. But you show them and you tell them why, and you show them if they're interested in something, then tune into this. Mm. And this will tell you the right way and explain it to you. Then sometimes you have to allow your kids to make the decision, you know, once you explain it to them. Because some kids, some reforce back, you keep telling me, but you know. Mm-hmm. So that's why I tell people.
So I'm going to do something I've never done with the guests. So I have a container of questions, right? And they're from tabletopics.com, which is a brand that creates engaging questions for like family, friends, different parties that you might have together. And this is a family stack, and they have a question on here I'm going to ask you. Okay. See what your answer is. Out of your history and your experience growing up as a little girl into a woman you are today, how would you tell a child this? Which new person would you like to have as a friend? In the mindset of, how do you pick your friends, or what should you look for as far as like a characteristic to pick a good friend?
Okay, I would tell them only you know yourself. And if you are doing something to be around a particular person, just to be around that person, then that's the people that you shouldn't be around. If you are unable to be who you are in front of your friends, you know, then okay. But if you know that you're doing something that you don't usually do and have no business doing, to be around that person, then that's the type of people that you shouldn't be around.
Okay, you heard it. So I thank you so much for speaking with me this morning. Can you tell the people where to find you, where to access your series of books and your nonprofit, so we can all just get into it and help engage and, you know, just help push you to people who don't know?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for having me on today. But you can visit my website at everyonevoicematters.org. And I tell people they can follow me on Instagram at everyonevoice. And also Lil Herbie Series. That's LIL_Herbie_series on Instagram. And then on Facebook, everyonevoicematters.org. Lil Herbie Series. But also on YouTube, you can follow us on YouTube, watch our videos. Under Lil L.I.L. Herbie Series. Again, we have videos for social emotional learning, diverse equity, inclusion, financial literacy. And also we just came out with our new affirmation doll, Lil Herbie affirmation doll, whereas though that on one hand, he recites over 30 positive affirmations. And then on the other hand, the child has the ability to record their own affirmation, or the mother can also record a positive message to the child as well.
Nice. I love it. I love it. I'm going to go ahead and keep my eye open for your books. And
yes,
if you're in any bookstore, please check out.
Yes.
If you know of the books and you want to suggest a book, I'm going to see if I should suggest it. There's a Black owned bookstore near my house. Where mm-hmm. I sometimes push the podcast books to be sold in there.
Are you in Charlotte?
No, I'm in Georgia.
Okay, because I saw it was a Black-owned store that's in Charlotte that's actually closing down that have black books. But we are on we are just about all the stores. We are in Walmart as well, Barnes mm-hmm. and Nobles. I mean, all of those stores that you'll find any books. The Lil Herbie Series books are in the stores. And our second book is in English and Spanish as well.
Nice. Thank you so much for taking your experiences and helping other kids who may not have the proper guides to go ahead and do it. I appreciate it. And I think the only way that we help our youth is by pouring into them today. We can't turn a blind eye and say, well, who needs to fix it? We all need to fix it.
Correct. 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 Teamwork, make the dream work.
Yes. Thank you so much for checking out Closing Room Podcast. You guys have a great day. I appreciate you guys for listening. Thank you for giving me your time today.
You're very welcome. And thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. I will email Judy or you the link and the episode and all of the clips. So you guys have it on hand for marketing that you want to do. But I
if you can email to me as well. So you can email straight to me. Are you on Facebook as well?
No, I'm not on Facebook. Okay. I'm on TikTok. Okay. I'm on Twitter. I'm on IG. And I just push marketing clips all the time to get people.
All right, then thank you. And if you send to the email too, I can also share them on like Facebook on some of the other ones. Because sometimes Instagram, I'm not that savvy. I don't know how I can pull the clips off Instagram, and I don't know.
Okay. We're going to get the information to people. You're good.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Welcome. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan, and I'm just trying to make parenting easy on y'all. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.